This is the Game Act Hotline for October 15th, 2006, episode 56.
Dickie the Punchline Donkey on Cool
97.1. Cool, we
did. On the radio.
And the morning.
FM.
Cool.
WQHG.
Cool Weekends.
In the morning.
On Game Addict Hotline.
97.1.
Welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. Well, let's go ahead and tell you guys welcome to this week's edition. We're going to be having another cross-platform edition coming up this week. So if you guys head on to www.gameacthotline.com sometime this week, you'll be able to see it. Also, I want to go ahead and talk about the contest. Nobody sent any email to me, so we just add more stuff to the pot. So not only do we have a trial version of Adobe Studio, we also have the shirt, but we also now will add a PopCap Game lunch bag. That's right, you can go ahead and keep your lunch in there. It'll be nice and hot or nice and cold. And it has the PopCap Game logo on it. So if you guys go ahead and email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com with the subject line contest, we'll go ahead and we'll pick you out of the pile. And if you are the winner, we'll go ahead and we'll email you those items. So let's go ahead and look at videos real quick. The first video, of course, is a video game video, and it's going to be, I didn't realize it, but the Final Fantasy Spirits Within movie. Have you guys ever seen that? That was a movie a long time ago. It was probably Square Enix's first ever movie. And what it had was, it was about these people trying to save themselves against these evil enemies, which whoever, if they ever touched you, you'd lose your soul. So what they had for this video, I guess they had a little too much fun, is they actually had all the characters doing Thriller. So if you guys go ahead and check that out, that was actually one of the funniest things I saw. Also, if you guys check out the website at www.gameacthotline.com, I have another video, and it's a Korean hip-hop guy, and he's just going around just dancing in the mall, just doing some improv work in the mall. It was actually pretty cool to see that, and it's interesting that I can't say improv. Anyway, let's go ahead, and that's going to be it for this site news. So let's go ahead and let's get into our video game news. Jack Thompson was very busy this week, not only by threatening a commenter in EGM over a gift of flowers, to having his day in court that had him fighting against Rockstar's newest game, Bully, in hopes to have it not released this week. On the first day of the court last week, Jack Thompson talked to the judge about how the game was dangerous and also produced a large slingshot to prove his point. The judge agreed that the game may be a problem and asked Rockstar to bring a copy of the game to play in front of the judge on Friday. The judge viewed the game for an hour with Jack Thompson and the defendants before having his verdict read later in the day. That said, that the game is as violent as anything you would see on TV and is not a danger to society, and revoked Jack Thompson's case, but allowed him to take an appeal to the higher court and get a copy of the game at the game's release date. Jack Thompson left the courtroom very quickly and later in the day sent a very angry letter about the judge's decision. Keep listening, as there may be more shenanigans before and after Bully's release. Our next news story, EB Games and GameStop started taking pre-orders for the PS3 and Wii this week, with many of the stores now sold out of both the PS3 and Wii allotments for the Christmas season. Though the PS3 is totally sold out in all 3,500 stores, no word on if the Wii was totally sold out, but due to the size of the launch, it can be safely said no. Our next news story, Clover Studios, best known for Beautiful Joe, Okami, and recently God Hand, is now no more, as Capcom has broken up the studio and placed them in different positions in the company. Capcom commented by saying that Clover Studio has met the goal of developing unique and creative original home video game software. One source said that many of the prominent people in Clover Studios were already out of the company and that they may be starting their own company. Our final news story, Comcast, owners of G4, announced this week that they have given current CEO of the E! Entertainment Network, Ted Harbert, full reign over the gaming network this week. Harbert stated that the move was because the station suffers the financial burden of being a standalone business. G4 has over 100,000 viewers and is 57th of the 64 cable networks. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Bully, for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Family Guy, for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Scarface, The World is Yours, for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Just Cause, for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent for the Xbox 360. Our top games in Japan this week, number 5, New Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo DS. Number 4, Gundam Battle Royale for the PSP. Number 3, Pokemon Pearl for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Pokemon Diamond for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 top game in Japan this week is Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 2 for the PlayStation 2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top game in the UK this week. Number 5, Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Just Cause for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2007 for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game in the UK this week is FIFA 2007 for the PlayStation 2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our new releases for this week. For the Xbox 360, Tiger Woods PGA 2007 by EA Sports. For the Xbox and PlayStation 2, Family Guy by 2K Games. Justice League Heroes by Warner Brothers IE. Destroy All Humans 2 by THQ. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. For the PlayStation 2, Disney's Kim Possible, What's the Switch by Buena Vista Games. Tokobot Plus, Mysteries of Karakuri by Tecmo. The Sims 2, Pets by EA Games. SpongeBob SquarePants, Creature from the Krusty Krab by THQ. Eureka 7, Volume 1, The New Wave by Namco Bandai Games America. Bully by Rockstar Games. Cabela's African Safari by Activision Value. For the GameCube, SpongeBob SquarePants, Creature from the Krusty Krab by THQ. The Sims 2, Pets by EA Games. For the PSP, Cabela's African Safari by Activision Value. FIFA 2007 by EA Sports. Family Guy by 2K Games. Ford Bold Move Street Racing by Eidos Interactive. WTF by D3. Eureka 7 V.1 New Wave by Namco Bandai Games America. Ace Combat X Skies of Deception by Namco Bandai Games America. For the DS, Garfield Tale of Two Kitties by The Game Factory. The Legend of Spyro A New Beginning by Sierra Entertainment. Justice League Heroes by Warner Brothers IE. Nintendogs Dalmatians and Friends by Nintendo. Contact by Atlas Company. SpongeBob SquarePants Creature from the Krusty Krab by THQ. Strawberry Shortcake Strawberry Land Games by The Game Factory. For the Game Boy Advance, SpongeBob SquarePants Creature from the Krusty Krab by THQ. Justice League Heroes The Flash by Eidos Interactive. Summon Knight Craft Sword Monogatari 2 by Atlas Company. For the PC, The Sims 2 Pets by EA Games. Microsoft Flight Simulator X by Microsoft Games Studios. Sid Meier's Railroads by 2K Games. Age of Empires 3 The War Chiefs by Microsoft Games Studios. Battlefield 2142 by EA Games. For the Macintosh, Star Chamber Special Edition by Tri-Synergy. Worldwide Soccer Manager 2007 by Sports Interactive. And the top pick game for this week is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent for the Xbox 360 by Ubisoft. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll come back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Take your best swing at a future in a field you love at Edmonds Community College. Accounting, robotics, game animation, culinary arts, healthcare, paralegal, and more. Or turn the ultimate double play with a transfer degree from Edmonds Community College to a university, to the career of your dreams. Register now for fall quarter and hit a home run into your future at Edmonds Community College. Get started online at edcc.edu. That's edcc.edu.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. And if you're ever interested in game design, visit Edmonds Community College at edcc.edu. Okay, let's look at our trivia. Our first category is Most Sold Game 4. This was from Wikipedia.com. I'm going to tell you the system. You tell me what game sold the most on that system. Number one, the Game Boy Advance. Number two, the Atari 2600. And number three, Sega Master System. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at our next category, point-and-click PC game series. Number one, this Sierra game series started in 1984 and had you play as King Graham, going on various adventures and ended up with 7 editions of the game. Number two, this LucasArts game has you playing Guybrush Threepwood, as he continues his quest to become a pirate. And number three, this series, originally by Broderbund and made in 1993, had you stuck on an island, solving riddles to get pages from a book that got you stuck on that island. All right, let's go to our final question, Nintendo 64 system. Number one, this was the year the Nintendo 64 was released. Number two, the Rumble Pack allowed force feedback on the players. This was the game it was bundled with. And number three, this add-on only came to Japan and used discs for the games. All right, let's look at our final question. Well, we reported a long time ago that there was a fallout with the ESA and their conference, E3. Well, now there's a new E3 Media and Business Summit that has been announced, and it will be held on July 11th through the 13th of next year, with the idea to stage major press events and to have intimate meetings with media, retailers, developer partners, and other unspecified audiences. The location of the new E3 won't be in LA next year. So, my question for you this week is, where will the new E3 be located? All right, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll answer those questions. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Hits early 1999, so I really can't do this whole love thing.
But I can't control my love for you!
Well, I can't control when they come out with a great value like the PSP for only $199.99. Why don't you yell someone else's name like Frank or something?
That concludes another presentation of PSP Theater.
Are you Frank?
Yes. PSP Greatest Hits!
Are you a Battlestar Galactica fan? If you are, you need to check out the Combat Information Center. It's available at www.alanlight.com/galactica. That's www.alanlight.com/galactica. It's your one-stop source for all things Galactica.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. Okay, let's look at our trivia. Our first category was most sold games. So I asked you the system, and you told me what game was the most sold. Number one was Game Boy Advance. And the answer is, what is Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire? Number two, the Atari 2600. And the answer is, what is Pac-Man? And number three, Sega Master System. And the answer is, what is Alex Kidd in Miracle World? Our next category was point-and-click PC game series. Number one, this Sierra game series started in 1984 and had you play as King Graham, going on various adventures, and ended with seven editions of the game. And the answer was, what is the King's Quest series? Number two, this LucasArts game had you playing Guybrush Threepwood as he continues his quest to become a pirate. And the answer was, what is the Monkey Island series? And number three, this series, originally by Broderbund and made in 1993, had you stuck on an island solving riddles to get pages from a book that got you stuck on the island. And the answer was, what is the Myst series? Our final category, Nintendo 64 system. Number one, this was the year the Nintendo 64 was released. And the answer is, what is 1996? Number two, the Rumble Pack allowed force feedback on the players. This was the game that was bundled with it. And the answer is, what is Star Fox 64? And number three, this add-on only came to Japan and used discs for the games. And the answer is, what is the 64DD? All right, let's look at our final question. Well, we reported a long time ago that there was a fallout with the ESA and their conference E3. The new E3 will be on July 11th through the 13th of next year. My question for you this week was, it's not going to be in LA next year. Where will it be? And the answer is, what is Santa Monica, California? Yeah, they were saying that it might help out people who don't want to get in the hustle and bustle of LA. But that's going to be it for this week. If you guys have any questions, comments, suggestions, or want to be part of the trivia, email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com. If you guys want to check out the show notes or any of the links that I had about the show, you can visit me at www.gameacthotline.com. We also have a Frapper map, and I have a chat area, so you can go ahead and chat with me if you ever want to. I also want to go and tell you guys, if you guys want to just call me at our voice line and maybe have your voice on the show, call me at 206-202-4367. And if you guys haven't subscribed to our podcast, you can do that through iTunes, Odeo, Yahoo Podcasts, Podnova, or the XB Stream. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or become friends with us at Podcast Pickle. But that's going to be it for this week. So you guys, turn your video games back up and have a nice week.